This recording of Writing with Inform by Graham Nelson was made thanks to the support of the Interactive Fiction Technology Foundation. Ryan Veeder speaking. Writing with Inform, Chapter 2, The Source Text. Section 14, Limits and the Settings Panel. No computer has unlimited capacity, and a large complex project may eventually bump its head against the ceiling. Inform is a system for translating textual descriptions of interactive fiction into story files. No single format of story file is standard to the IF community. The formats developed over the history of IF differ in three key aspects: the range of computers or devices capable of playing them, how large they are, that is, how much play they can express, and what extra textual effects they can bring off. Inform can write to two different formats. Neither of these is proprietary, and neither was created by the authors of Inform. Each format is a community property defined by published standards documents. An individual Inform project can make its own choice of story file format using that project's settings panel. Outside the Inform app, Inform can even be used at the command line to generate C programs rather than story files, and those can be compiled to run on almost any computer. Newly created projects are set up with the GLOLKS format. GLOLKS, and I might not be pronouncing that correctly, is spelled G-L-U-L-X. This has largely taken over from an earlier format called the Z Machine, but Inform can still generate a version 8 Z Machine file, a so-called Z8, if required. The Z Machine is of historic importance and may continue to be useful for certain tasks where GLOLKS support is not yet available, but most users will want to keep the GLOLKS format set all of the time. Internally, the Inform application uses a tool called Inform 6, which was once the entire Inform system, as the final stage in manufacturing the story file. Inevitably, though, this can go wrong if the story is so large or complex that it exceeds some fundamental limitation of the current story file format. This is only likely to happen with the Z Machine format, since GLOLKS has a huge capacity, so the cure here is to switch to GLOLKS in the settings. But if that's not possible for some reason, say if we want a story file playable on a tiny handheld computer unable to manage GLOLKS, we still have a few options. Unless the story is very large, in which case there is little we can do, the Z8 format is most likely to be exhausted for a lack of what is called readable memory with a message like so. This program has overflowed the maximum readable memory size of the Z Machine format. See the memory map below. The start of the area marked above readable memory must be brought down to $10000 or less, followed by a tabulation of how the Z Machine storage has been used, a large but not very useful diagram. The first time one runs into the problem on the large project, it can be postponed by adding the following to the source. Use memory economy. Economy cuts down the verbosity of some of the testing commands, but otherwise subtracts no performance. Writing this into the source is the equivalent of a diver switching to an emergency oxygen tank. It gives us a generous safety margin, but also tells us that now is the time to wrap things up. If we hit the problem again, genuine cuts must be made. As a general rule, the most memory-expensive ingredients of an informed design are various-to-various relations between large kinds, such as thing, or, if there are many rooms, room. Other than that, if a kind has been festooned with new properties and we have created dozens of items of that kind, then we can get a fairly large saving simply by doing without one of those properties, and so on. The ultimate memory-saving device, of course, is the one used by book publishers when there are too many pages to bind. To cut the design into two stories, part 1 and part 2.